Theron was watching the other man closely, ready in case he went for his weapon. Shooting Gorvitch might mess up the plan. The corrupt guards on Reaver Station could be friends of his, but he wasn't going to let Gorvitch get the drop on him. In the back of his mind, he wondered whose side Tefith would be on if things got ugly.
"We agreed on 40,
Gorvitch reminded him.
"I'm good for it,"
Theron assured him.
30 now, and 10 when we get back." "I'm not convinced you're gonna make it back. I need enough credits to cover the cost of the shuttle in case you mess up and the imps don't let you leave."
There was no way the simple Imperial supply shuttle Gorvitch was lending them was worth anything above 20,000 credits, but Theron wasn't going to argue the point.
"Tell you what," he said. "We get back, we'll give you another 20 instead of 10.
Gorvitch was silent as he considered the offer.
"Good money, Gorvitch,"
Tefith chimed in.
"Easy money."
"Okay, here's the deal. 30 up front, 20 when you get back, and you leave me the command codes to your shuttle as collateral."
"The Prosperity's worth at least 50,000 credits on its own,"
Theron protested.
"Not to mention Nostral might have some sensitive information on board," he thought.
"Good incentive to come back,"
Gorvitch said.
"Wouldn't want you to rescue your cousin and then take off somewhere."
From his tone, it was clear he didn't buy Theron's cover story. Theron glanced over at Nostral, who gave him a slight nod.
"Okay, we have a deal.
Let me throw in one last wrinkle,"
Gorvitch said with a grin.
"You take Tefith with you."
"What?"
the Twi'lek exclaimed.
"Why?"
"Not sure what these two are really up to,"
Gorvitch said.
"But I want someone to keep an eye on them. Make sure they don't do anything that's gonna cause trouble for the Brotherhood."
"So you go,"
Tefith spat.
"Sounds a little too risky for me. Besides, you're the one who brokered this deal. You're the one vouching for these two."
"Just wanted the credits,"
Tefith protested. Gorvitch shrugged.
"That's the deal, sunshine. You go with them, or we cancel the whole thing."
Tefith glared at Theron, then over at Gorvitch.
"Want a higher cut? Hazard pay."
"Sure thing, sunshine,"
Gorvitch said.
"I'll throw in an extra 3,000 when you get back." "If you get back."
She turned on Theron.
"You dragging us on another suicide mission?"
He shook his head.
"Quick in and out," he promised. "A couple of hours and you're heading back. Easy money."
"Spend the credits before we get back,"
she warned Gorvitch.
"And you wake up missing a finger."
"Sounds like we have a deal,"
he said with a smile.